Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has admitted that he failed to register a rental property with the Residential Tenancies Board. In a statement, his spokesperson said this was due to an oversight and had been corrected online last week. The error from Mr. Donnelly, first reported by the Irish Times, follows the revelation that former Minister of State and Fianna Fáil TD Robert Troy had also failed to register a property on time. Political correspondent with the Irish Times, Jennifer Bray, is writing the story and she joins me now on the line. Jennifer, thanks for joining us. This concerns a property that Stephen Donnelly owns in Dublin, is that right?
That's correct. This is a property which he is letting out in Sandyford, which he did declare on the Dáil Register of Members' Interest. And you mentioned there, Fianna Fáil, Robert Troy, who stepped down from his job as Minister of State for Company Regulation last week. So one of the issues with that came up during the course of scrutiny around Robert Troy's property dealings was in relation to a rental property in Westmeath. Now, it emerged during the course of that reporting that he had failed to register that property with the RTB, which is a legal requirement. It's something they say they take very seriously. And during, I suppose, following that revelation, we conducted a survey in the Irish Times, just asking TDs who had properties registered on that Dáil Members of Register Interest effectively if they were properly registered with the RTB, like I say, as legally required. Mm-hmm. And during the course of those queries, it emerged that Stephen Donnelly has failed to register a rental property in Dublin on the RTB.
Okay, and it's a legal requirement, as you say, if you're renting property. How long was it unregistered for, do you know?
So the spokesman for Stephen Donnelly said that it hasn't been registered since 2019, so that's effectively more than 3 years. Now, the reason that the spokesman said this hadn't happened was due to an oversight, and it's my information that the registration was then put onto the RTB last Wednesday, which I believe was the 25th. Now, obviously, this came in light of the revelations, which I think reported in the Sunday Times previously, that Robert Troy hadn't himself registered one of his properties. So it was a couple of days after that. Now, what Mr. Donnelly's spokesman has said, the tenancy was registered on a number of previous occasions, so 2011 and 2015, which I suppose would indicate that it's a four-year tenancy, and that it was due to be renewed in 2019, and it was not, and that this has now been registered last week and will be backdated online. And as you mentioned there, the RTB, you know, they say they take non-compliance very seriously, and failure to register is an offence, and it could lead to a criminal conviction, a fine of up to 4,000, up to 6 months imprisonment. However, in the case of Robert Troy, there was a fine, which he said he would pay. Now, I've asked a spokesman for Stephen Donnelly if there was any associated fines for his late registration, given this goes back all the way to 2019, and we have yet to hear back.
Is that the only rental property that Minister Donnelly has?
There is another rental property in Offaly, and it's my understanding that that is registered. And I think, you know, it's interesting to note kind of all this scrutiny came on the back of those different stories, like I said, into Robert Troy's property dealings. And you know, we conducted the survey, and there was a range of different politicians whose properties didn't appear on the RTB, and they had different reasons for that. Some of them said the properties that were registered on the Dáil Register of Interest either weren't occupied anymore or that they were in them themselves. So there can be legitimate reasons why a property is not registered. But I think in the case of Mr. Donnelly, he has admitted that it was supposed to be registered more than 3 years ago and that this was not the case.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know, do we, if the RTB is to take any action at this point?
No, and I suppose, you know, as a journalist, if you contact the RTB, and as I did last week, and, you know, in relation to different cases, their policy is never to comment on individual cases. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it will be a question that will be asked over the coming hours, which is, you know, is there a fine? Has it been paid? If so, how much, or was there compliance? And the details around this.
Just in relation, before I let you go, Jennifer, in relation to the survey you conducted on foot of the Robert Troy story, was any other TD who is a landlord, do they have unregistered properties with the RTB?
So there was Mead West TD, Sinn Féin TD, Johnny Girk. There was one property that I was looking into myself, didn't appear on the RTB, but it turned out that one property basically had a spelling error, which actually happens a lot on the RTB. But then he admitted later that there was a fourth property that had not been registered, and he blamed that due to an error on behalf of the letting agent.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. The property in question was unregistered for a period by Stephen Donnelly, but was declared in terms of members' interests, isn't that right? And we'll see what comes of your story. Jennifer Bray, The Irish Times, thank you very much indeed.